Hey, nerds. I know this might not be your wheelhouse, but if you don't know about Record Store Day happening April 21st at Darkside Records, let me key you into some gooch.
It's not a word.
It means good. It means good.
Oh.
I don't know what you think gooch means, but it means good.
My mistake.
April 21st, of course, Record Store Day is a special day celebrating independent record stores. And if you come to Darkside Records, you will find the Hudson Valley's biggest selection. I can back up none of these claims, so just take them.
No, I think it's accurate, just based on size.
Please don't sue us. Please don't sue us. There's, of course, exclusive releases. Literally hundreds of exclusive releases. There's going to be food. There's going to be giveaways all day. There's going to be live music. WRV is going to be here. There's going to be a lot of good stuff happening. And if you want to know about the exclusive releases that are coming out of Record Store Day, listen to our other podcast, Darkside Records Podcast, because we're going to be dropping a new episode where we go in-depth into all the titles that we think are notable coming out on Record Store Day. Or if you just want to see the whole list, go to darksiderecords.com.
Just do a 2-in-1 ad.
Double dip. We're only getting paid for one, though.
Oh, cool.
So that's Record Store Day at Darkside Records, April 21st. For more information, check out darksiderecords.com.
You know, you're probably pooping right now. And you know what you need to click over to? The Darkside Records mobile app. You can find tons of great content on new releases, available now, upcoming events at the store, even see the used new arrivals list right from your fingertips. And then you can wipe up. Available where apps are downloadable.
Get those nerds!
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 I gotta be right up on this thing, because last time
my
wife critiqued me and said that I was too far away from the mic and our levels were off.
Oh.
So I'm gonna be all up in the grill.
Wives, man. They're wise, man.
True.
Let's see how I bailed myself out on that one. Oh, man, life is weird. Hey everybody, welcome to the Dork Side Podcast. This is, of course, the nerdy stepbrother. Mm-hmm. To our regular podcast, the Darkside Records Podcast, which is, of course, a monthly podcast about
music. A podcast
music
that walks around with a constant wedgie, basically.
That's us.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah,
but
yeah.
Darkside is the podcast that walks around all highfalutin with his fancy pants on and his shoes and clothes, thinking he's all hot shit.
I mean, just because you don't wear pants on a regular basis.
Yeah, I'm not sure where this analogy is going.
I don't know where you're going with that
either. I'm just gonna pull the cord and bail out of this one. Of course, Darkside Records Podcast is our music theme podcast. This is, of course, Dorkside. The nerdy one.
The dork side of the moon.
The basement dweller.
Mm-hmm.
This podcast is, of course, dedicated to all things nerdy. Comic books, movies.
Other nerdy things. We got
good.
Really shit
good.
You caught me off guard. I wasn't paying attention.
That's the idea. You gotta be quick.
Fine.
In the podcast.
Board
world.
Games. Okay. Video games?
Okay.
Kind of.
Yeah. So, this is exciting. We're doing two podcasts.
This feels weird.
Two consecutive months. I know.
Unnatural.
Who are we?
I don't know.
I'm questioning everything about myself
now. New year, new us.
I know. I feel like I'm experimenting.
This will last till April.
Yeah, I know. We're fucking going. Quick reminder for everyone. This podcast is spoilerific. If you have not seen any of the things we're about to talk about, do not listen.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to spoil shit.
True.
Okay? Turn it off. Now. Turn it. No. Actually, don't. Skip to the ads. Listen to the ads.
Do that. Leave us a rating and a comment.
Leave us a rating on iTunes.
Download
stars.
It. Yeah. And
leave us a review. Say that we're really great.
Then listen to the last week. The last months.
Unless you didn't see Star Wars. Episode. Then don't listen to the last one.
Yeah.
Then go back 6 months. Listen to that one.
And if you haven't seen anything we talked about then.
You're fucked.
You shouldn't be listening to
Get
this anyway.
Get out of the house. Seriously.
Go listen to NPR or something.
Fucking nerds.
So what happened in the last year? I mean, month. See, now, if we do this every month, we're going to run out of shit.
Oh, man. Yeah. Well,
although there was a big movie release.
You want to get right into Recapped?
I mean, we could.
All right. This is Recapped.
Pause for music.
Wow, that was epic.
That was. That was involved.
Okay, you want to get into running to recap? What'd you say?
Well, I mean, I think in the last month, the biggest release, biggest event was the Black Panther party. And by that, I mean the party that surrounded the epic movie release of the Black Panther.
It was...
Hence, the Black Panther party.
It was a great... truthfully, it was an awesome movie to go see. It was an awesome movie.
Mm-hmm.
And I enjoyed it. I'll get to my critique of the actual movie, but I genuinely enjoyed just going to see it. It was truly a big fucking party, man. It was a celebration. Everybody was so fucking... It was packed. Holy shit.
Yeah,
I went
opening packed.
Weekend. I went to go see a 7:20 show, and then I had to wait till 3 show times later because all the ones in between were all sold out. I got there. The movie was sold out. The next 2 were sold out. I had to go to the 10 o'clock one, and... I had a great time.
See, I went the second weekend it was open. It was still packed. I got in. Tried to go the first weekend. I got there for like a probably the 7:20 show. And there was just a ton of people. And I decided, I'm like, fuck it. I don't.
Social anxiety.
I'm not dedicated enough to dive into that right now. Like, it's too late. There's no way I'm going to be able to stand in line for my ticket and get my snacks. And then I'm going to be grumpy for 2 hours. So
you don't want to ruin the experience.
I didn't want to ruin the experience. Yeah.
Yeah. We went, and after we got out of the theater, and I mean, it, probably a poor decision was we decided to go as a big group to see it. So I think we were like 6 people deep.
You always do that. And then there's splintering within the group. And
splinter cells. Yeah. There was a civil war, you could say.
You could say that. Yeah.
I was Team Cap. And so we ended up... It's the right team, let's be honest. If we're talking Civil War, Team Tony, fucking
what do you
is
got?
Bullshit.
What do you got?
Bullshit. Even in the comic books, which I loved the Civil War comic books, fucking Tony Stark, fuck Tony Stark in Civil War. Team Cap, 100%. Anyone who was on Team Tony, I don't even know who you are as people.
True.
I question so much about your lives and your life choices.
Like revealing your secret identity to the entire world.
Terrible choice.
Really bad
choice. That's how your lovable aunt gets shot.
Yeah.
And then you have to wear a different costume. Look, let's not get into this.
And then Doctor Strange has to do a thing that makes everyone forget. And then
all
of a sudden the fans realize, wait a minute, this is getting unrealistic here.
You know what I don't like about my comics when they get unrealistic?
No, there's a lot of magic. I don't give in for magic. Spider-Man, yes. Magic, no. Yeah.
Bit by a radioactive spider? Totally plausible.
It's possible.
It's just science.
It's true.
Before we get to Black Panther, let's talk about the rating system.
Yep.
Of course, the rating system is a 4-tiered system. Is it 5 or 4? We'll find out together.
It's new every time.
It's a 4-tiered system. Of course, instead of stars, we do where we would watch it. The best, of course, being the Galleria. Second being South Hills. For anyone not familiar, that is our local $2 movie theater. It's a little gross, but...
You gotta go to the chiropractor afterwards, and you should get a tetanus shot before you sit down.
But it's fucking great.
It is.
Netflix?
Were you there that time? Yeah. What movie did we go see where we thought someone was fucking in the broom closet?
Oh, yeah.
It was like... How the West was something... The Western movie.
That was fun. I really enjoyed that movie. Very underrated movie.
It was.
And our last category, the bottom rung. Shameful. I have the flu and physically cannot get up to change the channel on my television, so I'm watching this no matter what I'm doing. But I really enjoyed the movie. I know I bought into the hype a lot, but truthfully, I was entertained. I found it to be, even though it's still stuck to so many of the Marvel franchise superhero movie tropes.
At this point, they have a formula.
And even though it's still stuck well within those very safe parameters that they've been doing for so long, I enjoyed it. Like, I loved so much of the cinematography. The costumes, the characters.
Was it in the music?
The music
was good.
Yeah. I was a little apprehensive when they talked about Kendrick Lamar taking over the soundtrack. And that someone can correct me, please, on the internet. Leave a comment or tag us at DorksidePod on Twitter and let me know if I'm correct in this. But Kendrick Lamar originally signed on to be a part of the soundtrack, and he was so impressed with the film that he then used his own money to rent studio time, and he decided to do the whole thing, to curate the entire soundtrack. And I was worried based on that. I was like, oh, fuck, I wonder if this is just going to be like...
Who do you think you are, John Williams?
No, I was worried that it was going to be like, here we go, this is 2 hours of...
A music video.
Yeah, like, it's just going to be Kendrick Lamar's songs... Minimal score, minimal, you know,
sound effects. It was going to be very, which I guess works in a lot of movies. I don't know. I was apprehensive going in, and I found it was a very good balance. I really enjoyed the sound design and how it was all put together.
Yeah, I think he did a good job.
Agreed.
I enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
I had seen the trailers. I heard about the hype.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure I quite bought into all the hype. Like I really enjoyed T'Challa's cameo in Civil War,
mm-hmm.
like that introduction to him. I liked how it was more than just like a little pop on screen. You know, he was actually an integral part in the plot to that movie.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if I left being as hyped as everyone. Like I was really fun. It was a fun movie. But at this point, like every time Marvel says the best comic movie yet, I mean, we're talking 10 years. And, I mean, they said the same thing about Thor Ragnarok,
mm-hmm.
and it was a good movie.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't the best comic movie yet. Like, it was enjoyable.
I did really enjoy it.
I mean, yes. But I enjoyed the movie, but I didn't think it was all, like, the hype kind of failed me a little bit. Like, it was cool. I did realize very early on in the film, that I was watching The Lion King on steroids.
Man, you know, it's so funny that you say that, because I think I even said out loud in the movie theater to Jenny, who I went with, I was like, this thing in that final scene where he talks about the beautiful Wakandan sunrise or sunset,
mm-hmm.
and he brings them out of the cave and they are standing on the cliff edge watching the sun. I was like, oh my God, this could go either way at any moment.
Mm-hmm.
Like the music comes up and I'm like, oh God, please don't go full Lion King, please. Because you're dancing that line.
And all of a sudden, like Elton John pops out of the corner, throat chops Kendrick Lamar and goes right into the circle of life.
Exactly. It was so close to teetering over that edge. I think they pulled it off. It did not go full Lion King.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, after the scene was over, I was like, okay, we're still good. We're still good.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I figured it out early on when the opening scene with the uncle who
mm-hmm.
kind of went bad and mm-hmm. turned away from Wakanda, and I'm like, oh, okay, so we got a grumpy uncle, and obviously there's going to be something.
A grumple.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like that
grunkle.
Word.
Grunkle.
No, that's how, no. That's all, those are worse. Worse.
I'm like, okay, well, this is a little Hamlet-y. You know what Hamlet's like? It's like Lion King. It's a good thing they didn't have any running gazelles in the African, like, plains.
Mm-hmm. They stuck to rhinos.
Yeah, until they took their little hovercraft through the shield sphere. And all of a sudden, safari trees, running antelope, and rhinoceri? Yeah, that sounds right. We'll go with yours.
Okay.
And I'm like, okay.
We're going to get eaten alive in the comments.
All the zoologists out there listen to our show.
I'm so sorry.
So, but it wasn't a bad movie by any means.
Yeah,
there's, you know, I recognize some of the tropes, like you said, the familiar themes.
I felt truthfully like I really enjoyed Thor Ragnarok, but even like, you know, I saw Spider-Man Homecoming and what was before Spider-Man Homecoming? Maybe Doctor Strange.
There
have been a couple that have left me feeling rather lackluster and kind of uninspired by the franchise. And to where even I think after Spider-Man, I said, you know, I think I might be good on Marvel movies. Maybe I'll just go to the Avengers ones and skip all the side ones. But this one actually left me feeling pretty good about the franchise again. And was like, okay,
yeah,
you pulled me back in. Mm-hmm. Well done, Marvel. Avi Arad. Or is it Kevin Feige? I don't remember.
Feige's
TV?
No, Feige's film.
Okay.
I don't know what Avi does. I don't know what his job title is. What does he even do for the company?
Not even
come on.
Anymore.
Makes phone
I'm
calls.
I'm just saying names. I don't even know.
I enjoyed Doctor Strange because it was something different. It wasn't like a costumed crime. Like he obviously plays on a different plane. As evidenced in Thor Ragnarok, like he has the ability to fuck with Asgardians and very casually.
Mm-hmm.
Which kind of, I mean, that's a common thing I've got with the character of Doctor Strange, like even since I was reading comics with him, like what actually stands in this man's way? Like in the movie, yes, there was that multi-dimensional monster,
Dormammu.
Yep, Dormammu and Mads Mikkelsen. But you know, what does he find challenging? Like, what does he do for a workout?
Nothing.
Like, Alien Army? Done. Like,
he's still learning. That's the thing.
That's
not,
true.
He's
he
not
is
at
learning.
Full power yet.
He hasn't learned to use his stone yet.
He's a young Stephen Strange yet.
True. You know what I do like about all the Marvel movies? How often a little holographic circle that they can twist in the air comes into things.
Hmm.
Tony Stark, you know, that's how he texts, I think. He just kind of goes like this. He's like, where? What would you rate Black Panther on our scale?
Galleria.
I agree.
Yeah.
You should pay the premium to see this movie.
Totally.
Mm-hmm. Good talk.
All right, I think we should move on to our second bit for this podcast. A new segment that we like to call Nerd Nudes.
Did you say that right? It sounded weird.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nerd Nudes.
Oh, it's probably your dialect thing that you've got going on.
It's my Wisconsin.
Yeah, that's
coming out. Yeah.
Don't you know? Yeah.
It's all really exposed nudes.
About nerdy things.
From nerds, yeah.
Yeah, okay, fair.
All right, first topic, something we have to talk about. Zack Snyder.
Oh, yeah.
Gone.
This is a little old news, but...
Look, by our news cycle on this podcast, we're on top of it.
Hot off the presses.
In between the last two podcasts, in the last couple of weeks, it has come to be that Zack Snyder is now no longer in charge of the DC universe.
Thankfully. I think that's good news. I haven't really liked a Zack Snyder film since 300.
I'm going to go ahead and agree with you on that.
And, I mean, here's a guy who made his entire career adapting comics for film, with the exception of his one original piece, Sucker Punch, which is kind of like one of those like light ball punches to the testicles that just kind of makes you kind of flinch and double up, and your guts feel weird inside, and you know something's just not right because you've been touched wrong.
That was a movie that I totally bought into the hype and was so...
Oh, yeah. I was all over the hype. The the Bjork soundtrack and the fight scene and the trailer, I was all over
robots
that.
Robots and shit.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Brutal.
I can't remember what the story was about now.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't.
It's best that you don't think about it.
News
reports are saying that Zack Snyder was actually fired from Justice League.
Mm-hmm.
Months before, he publicly shared that he was no longer involved with the project. That's according to Polygon.
Right. Now, remind me the timeline, because I remember him leaving the project while it was in production.
Truthfully.
And I think it was attributed to like a family tragedy or something.
Correct. He did have a family tragedy, which is genuinely really terrible.
It's a legitimate reason to take a break from work.
Exactly. I in no way fault him anything about that at all.
No, I fault him for being a terrible director. I'm sorry.
Yes, that's okay.
Yeah,
that's fine.
Sorry.
But he...
Maybe that's...
rough segue right there. He was replaced, of course, by Joss Whedon, who has famously directed several successful movies for the Marvel franchises.
Yep, as well as just awesome science fiction in general.
Correct.
Firefly.
Correct. And he stepped in to finish the movie, and then rumors started to fly about numerous recuts, reshoots...
I'm amazed they didn't recast.
The news recently has been that during that time, it turns out that Zack Snyder may have actually been fired from the movie. Which, truthfully, look, we'll just...
Good riddance.
I'm just gonna call it like I see it. I'm not a Zack Snyder fan.
Mm-mm.
I have not enjoyed any of the Zack Snyder movies in the DC universe.
Nope.
And... truthfully, I'm all for giving people chances, but this is the guy that they put at the helm of their biggest franchise movies, and at each step, they just have not improved.
Mm-hmm.
And the only thing that improved, according to rumors and conjecture, because we'll never truly know what was the original cuts and what was the later cuts, the most recent Justice League, are we to attribute the good parts of that, which by no means necessarily saved the entire movie, but certainly they were an improvement from previous movies? Is that Joss Whedon? We'll never know.
True. I mean, this is a problem that DC's just been plagued with. Like, the same thing happened on Suicide Squad. They had, you know, two different filmmakers kind of fighting over that, and you got a very, you know, for lack of a better term, bipolar movie. And the DC universe, the cinematic universe, has just been kind of chaotic and confusing. Not unlike the DC comic book universe. plot lines get kind of hazy in places, and sometimes you forget who's alive and who's dead and who's from a different planet and who's from a different universe and who's from a different Earth. And
well,
why is that guy's ass backwards?
Well, this brings us to another interesting news article that has also come up recently. They're talking about that they have officially found a release date, some cast, and a director for the forthcoming Flashpoint movie, which DC comic fans will know is an opportunity they use to rewrite some stories, some characters, to change maybe some dead ends that they've written themselves into.
I would say it's the modern equivalent of Crisis on Infinite Earths.
Sure.
Which is what they use to just shuffle the whole fucking thing.
Exactly. Yeah. Maybe you've written yourself into a hole. Maybe you just
crossover.
Maybe you just want a new editorial staff.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't matter. Here we go. Flashpoint.
Temporal
boom.
Vortex. So, alternate realities.
So maybe with this Flashpoint, maybe that's the plan. It's essentially they're already doing a DC universe.
I mean, they already need to recast because Ben Affleck announced he's no longer in. Like he got sick of it.
But I will say, God damn it, if they fucking get rid of Jason Moana.
That's a different. Never mind.
That's a Disney.
It's a delightful film. Bite your tongue.
If they get rid of Jason Moana from being Aquaman, I will be very disappointed. He was my favorite part of Justice League, and he is the perfect
He's a very
Aquaman.
Pretty man. He's
got so fucking handsome. Did we talk about this last podcast? About
we didn't.
Can we just dedicate a couple seconds to how handsome Jason Momoa is?
Hypothetically, what would happen if he birthed children with Gal Gadot?
My God. They would take over the world. They'd be so goddamn attractive.
Yeah.
Christ.
Just like a little bit tanner, just athletic, right out of the womb.
Mm-hmm. My other favorite character, of course, from Justice League was Barry Allen, the Flash.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm excited that they have decided that that is going to be the next movie. And I really enjoyed Ezra Miller's portrayal of him, truthfully. I was apprehensive going into the movie, but he and Jason saved that movie, the two of them. They saved the mustache, which, come on. Ben Affleck, plot holes, directors leaving. The two of them carried that movie for me.
See, I will admit, I feel a little bad for Ben Affleck because he entered the scene with internet meltdown when they announced that he was the next Batman because everyone, you know, Daredevil, the movie, was still a little fresh in everyone's mind. Mm-hmm. And I didn't actually think he was a bad Batman. I think he just got fucked by Snyder and the writers, and like he just couldn't do his own thing.
I don't know. I'm not really a Ben Affleck fan, so.
Oh, he's far from the best Batman.
Who is the best Batman?
Well, I mean, everyone has their opinions.
We're gonna say our favorite Batman after the count of three, same time. Ready? 1, 2, 3.
Clooney.
Val Kilmer.
Those were both the wrong answers.
Anyway, moving on.
I think I really enjoyed Michael Keaton.
Truthfully, he's probably my actual favorite Batman.
Yeah. And just the Tim Burton duology. Those, I think, were the best feature films. Although, I mean, I really loved 2 out of 3 of Christopher Nolan's movies.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just one of those, like, really tragic, how amazing would that trilogy have been if Heath Ledger hadn't died?
Oh, my God.
Right?
Seriously.
I mean,
it was a tragedy, for sure.
Yeah.
It was a tragedy anyway, but it was a tragedy for the movie, for sure.
Yeah.
Well, let's move on to another nerd nude, Quentin Tarantino. Got the internet all worked up talking about his Star Trek movie.
Mm-hmm.
And then he fucking threw a curveball. Quentin Tarantino has announced his next movie,
Star Trek.
It will be called Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. And it will be a 1960s-based movie. Murder, pulp,
noir.
His
thing.
His wheelhouse.
Yep. Right in the wheelhouse. Playing it safe, Quentin. I mean, I will give you all my money, but you are playing it safe, sir.
I'm excited to see it.
Oh, yeah.
But
well,
I agree with you.
Come on. Yeah. Come on. Who's not?
You know what I have not seen? I have not seen Hateful Eight. Still.
I've seen half of it.
It's on Netflix.
I've seen half of it.
It's
on Netflix now?
Yeah.
I'm out of excuses. I need to watch it.
I know. Yeah. Okay, I'm watching it this week. I'm going to watch it before the next podcast.
Did you see the Jon Favreau news?
What's that?
And yet another jumping of the shark.
Uh-oh.
From the Disney Lucasfilm camp. They announced that Jon Favreau will be directing and writing his own Star Wars thing. I think it's a movie. Could be a series.
An episode. It's going to be a side.
It's going to be a side thing. I haven't heard if they're going to continue with the episodes after 9. I know there are now at least three separate non-Skywalker-y things happening.
Jon Favreau has in fact signed on to write and direct a Star Wars live-action TV series.
It's a TV series. Okay. Because I know Disney within the next few years is jump-starting their streaming service.
Because
they bought out Hulu. Or they have the majority shares of Hulu, and they can very easily just turn that into their own thing. Because I know after there's like two more seasons of like Netflix's Marvel things, and then they're gone. And it's all being kind of shuffled over to Disney's own streaming service. Because really that's a platform Disney hasn't invaded yet. Well, I mean, they're everywhere.
Now they're just calling it what
now,
it is.
Yeah. Calling a spade a spade.
Well, I'm just going to bail us out of that one, and I'm going to pull to our last nerd nudes. Infinity War. Release date got moved.
Fuckers.
From May 4th to April 27th. It was bumped to 1 week earlier. I'm excited.
Which is, that's rare.
Good move.
Usually, yeah. You bump it further because you need to go hire another director and do some reshoots.
No, this is them totally just foreplay for the audience. That's all it is. Just getting them all juiced up.
Also, I mean, come on. You can't have a Marvel movie come out on May the 4th.
Fair.
I mean.
Fair. Well, that brings us to our next bit for the podcast. Trailer parking. Of love. The trailer park. It was the saddest dueling banjos I've ever heard in my life. Oh, geez.
I feel like there has been a lot of news in trailers the last month.
Well, I picked one trailer that came out. The trailer for the new reboot of War Games.
Did you happen to watch this? No, I didn't watch it.
You are going to find this either very interesting or very disappointing. So War Games, I'm sure we're all familiar with the Matthew Broderick movie.
His hacker movie.
From the 80s. Exactly. Do you want to play a game?
Enhance.
Nope. That's different.
Same thing, though.
Okay.
I assume anything I type on a keyboard is hacking.
They are rebooting War Games. War Games, the new series, will be an interactive TV series. You can choose to watch from multiple characters on an interactive web show.
Okay.
There's an interactive media startup called Eco that announced that War Games will launch in early 2018.
What's the platform?
The series is created by Sam Barlow, acclaimed British video game director behind 2015's Her Story. It, of course, follows a very similar plot theme to the original movie, following hackers who discover secret government espionage and conspiracy. And according to the trailer that you can watch in YouTube, you can not cause characters to go in down different paths, but you can select which characters you want to watch and watch as they do different separate storylines that all lead to one final.
So it's like a choose-your-own ending for millennials.
Yes.
I mean, you remember books, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
They can't talk on the phone, so.
Yeah, no, that's true.
Stupid. Yeah.
Although, what Julia does okay. She ordered food that one time.
She's pretty good.
So apparently they're remaking Lost in Space for the third time.
Mm-hmm. And there's a new trailer.
Yeah,
I did not watch that.
It's right here. I haven't watched it yet either, but I realize I haven't watched many trailers this last month, so I had to quickly scroll through. It was hot.
Does that mean you're
ironically
watch it?
The only trailer I've watched in the last month is the Christopher Robin like Winnie the Pooh update.
Give me the update on that. Kids Corner.
It looks fucking delightful is what it looks like.
I want that to be the tagline that's at the bottom. It looks fucking delightful, Dorkside Podcast.
It's Ewan McGregor, so Obi-Wan Kenobi as an adult Christopher Robin.
Okay.
Who went through a poo phase.
Sexy adult Christopher.
True,
Christopher
Scottish and lightsaber wielding.
Dreamy. Continue.
You do you. And it basically, from the 1 minute trailer that's been released, it looks like, you know, he's grown up. He's going through some troubles at work. His family is in a little disarray. And he's feeling sad, and a CGI'd bear taps him on the shoulder, and it's his childhood friend, Winnie the Pooh.
Okay.
Who's I don't really know other than that.
Winnie the Pooh?
Winnie the Pooh. It looks fucking delightful.
Okay.
And magical.
Is it like original illustrated style Winnie the Pooh, or is it latter?
No, he is CGI. Oh, it looks like the red T-shirt with the, that style, the Disney style.
Look into the mirror.
That's the Pillsbury Doughboy.
That's the same thing.
No, Winnie the Pooh, he's a deeper timber. In English. No, not really.
Hey.
That's Will. You just did Becca's boyfriend.
This podcast is going downhill very fast. This is why we got to space them out 6 months. That brings us to our final segment here for Dorkside Podcast, something we've been talking about doing for a little while.
Cleaning out the closet.
Coming out of the closet?
Different.
No?
Different podcast.
Okay. We need to think of a good name for this bit. We'll think of it later. But basically, Birdo, we both share a pile of comic books.
Mm-hmm.
We both have our keep lists.
Yep.
Our keep boxes maybe is more accurate.
Yeah, I got a couple boxes.
Yeah. I have one box of comics that are comics that I just have not been able to let go of. Stories I've loved, stories I continually reread. And I think it would be really fun if we took some of the comics that we grew up reading, things we haven't read in a while, and reread them for each other and talked about them.
Like out loud, like an audiobook?
I'm not going to read you the book. I'm not going to read you the book.
Like a story time?
Maybe we'll do a Facebook Live and I'll just sit and read. I won't even read it out loud. I'll just read it, flipping pages.
Right, yeah.
It's the worst Facebook Live.
That would be pretty rough.
Yeah. I asked you to do me a favor.
Because you didn't do your fucking homework.
I asked you if you would take a look in your box. I don't like the sound of that. And if you would bring in a couple pulls from your keep box.
Yeah, I brought one. This is one storyline.
This is one story.
One storyline.
You have a pile of comics here.
It's 12 issues. It's 12 issue minis. Take a look.
12 individual issues of the same story.
Yep.
Okay.
It is Deathmatch. It was. I mean, it's not. I didn't grow up reading this particular series. It was maybe 5 years ago it came out, but it's basically. It was put out by Boom Comics. It is not. It's all about superheroes, but not your Marvel or your DC ones. They kind of created some new names for some very familiar figures.
Mm-hmm.
Like there, you got your kind of techie Iron Man type guy. You got your detective. Supposed to be a Batman.
Okay.
So basically the premise is this giant group of heroes and group of villains gets abducted mysteriously. They wake up in this place and find out that they have to fight each other to the death.
So the 1970s Marvel series, The Secret Wars.
Exactly.
Is what you're saying.
Exactly.
I mean, nothing like the 1970s Marvel series.
Well, in this one, people actually die, and no one gets a new costume halfway through.
So this is a book. It's 12 issues. It looks like credits go to Paul Jenkins and Carlos Magno. I'm seeing some familiar artwork on the covers here, so...
Yeah, I think... Some of the cover artists are, some known names making a buck.
Okay. So this is an independent book put out, of course, by Boom Studios. So what we're going to do for this episode of the podcast is you have recently reread these.
Yes.
I'm going to take these home and reread them. Next podcast, we're going to come back and we're going to talk about them.
Okay.
Listeners, if you're at home, if you've heard of Deathmatch, if you have copies of Deathmatch at home or maybe want to find them, say, on a digital comic book subscription service, feel free to read along with us and leave your comments as well. What I would like to do is I'd like to go back and read books maybe from our childhood, things that we really enjoyed, things that we want each other to read. It's a book club.
Yeah, it's a book club.
And we're going to come back, and next week we'll talk about Deathmatch.
You're being way too...
Next month.
I mean, still yeah, bold.
I know. So next month we'll come back and we'll talk about Deathmatch and we'll get into another series. We also would love your suggestions. If you have a comic book that is an all-time fave of yours, something you remember from your childhood, something you want to revisit for better or for worse, feel free to let us know. We have a Twitter. It is at DorksidePod. Leave us your thoughts. Leave us what we should read. And next week is going to be my pick. And after that, I think we're going to do an audience pick.
All few people who listen to us.
Evan McGregor. That's who I mean.
Does he read comics?
McGinnis. No, neither.
Does Frank actually listen to this?
I don't know. You know what? We're going to find out right now.
Okay.
Frank.
Come on, Frank.
Frank. Nothing. He doesn't listen.
Yeah, no, he doesn't listen.
Well, that was a good chat. It was worth it.
I'm sorry. He's a very nice guy.
Yeah. Okay, so that's about it for this episode of Dorkside. We'll be back in a month. I'm going to be gone. I'm going away for 2 weeks.
That's right. You're going to be gone.
I'm going to be on the road.
True.
So we'll be back in a couple weeks. Until then, if you enjoyed this podcast, of course, go on to your iTunes store or wherever you get your podcast. Leave us a good rating. I don't want to tell you how many stars, but let's say 7,000. And leave us a review.
More than four, less than six?
Yeah. Yeah. I'll take
that's fair.
Leave us a review. It helps us get seen and listened to by new audiences. So on behalf of Dorkside Podcast, I'm Jay Bate.
I'm Berto.